Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ron, before we get to our friend horse number two, Jim Colony here. Jack Eichel in Buffalo had some interesting comments. And man, has this marriage gone sour in a hurry in his career, huh?
Yeah, it sounds like he wants out of Buffalo. Wouldn't be the first guy. I guess he's had some problems with the medical people up there. He's had an injury and apparently he doesn't like the treatment or disagrees on the treatment or whatever. And basically talked about, I want to just play wherever I am next year. Doesn't sound like he wants to be back with your hometown team.
No, and he said yesterday, I've been a bit upset at how things have been handled. I'd be lying to say that things have moved smoothly since my neck injury, which is a neck injury. There's been a disconnect between myself and the organization. Right now, the most important thing for me is to try to get healthy, figure out a way to be available to play hockey next year, wherever that might be.
Wherever that might be, which tells me it's not going to be in Buffalo if he has his choice. This guy was considered like the, McDavid was the star, but this guy was supposed to be real close to McDavid. I hear bad things about him as a guy, as a teammate. I don't know if they're true or not. But he just hasn't lived up to that potential. And Buffalo, now maybe the organization has to take some blame for that too.
Well, here's the headline that I would have, and this is the quote that I would have pulled out and put at the top. This is the one, because he went on to say, and I quote, "Listen, my number one interest is Jack Eichel. You know what I mean? You got to look after yourself. You got to look after what's best for yourself." I agree with that sentiment across sports.
Especially from a health standpoint.
Yes.
If he's talking about his injury, I agree with that.
But if you're going to talk about yourself, getting back to Bob Baffert using your own name, it's in the way he said it, when I saw him say it, it won't go over well with fans. That type of stuff does not go over well when you say, look, my number one interest is Jack Eichel. You know what I mean? What they want to hear is my number one interest is winning Stanley Cups with the Buffalo Sabres.
But if it's in relationship to his injury, I get it a little
more. Yeah, I get it. I do. I get it. I get the sentiment. Across sports, I'm almost always on the athlete's side when compared to teams. But
that quote's
not going to go over
bad
well.
Bad things about him. He hardly played this year. Who knows? You know, now he wants out.
Well, he does have a legit, neck injury.
Right.
That they're still talking about maybe surgery on. There's been major talk of the Rangers going out and getting him. Is Horse on the line here, Horse? Okay. Ron, let's go to our friend Jim Colony, who is on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline with our out-of-office report brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture. Hello, Jim.
Jim Colony is here, Joe.
Let's talk about horse racing, shall we? And Bob Baffert.
Sure.
And I'm sort of perplexed by this whole thing. I get that if you put money on Medina Spirit, that you should get that money. However, if I was somebody who bet on the horse that finished second and rightfully won the race, assuming the second test comes back positive, I would be outraged to the point of threatening legal action. If I put big money or any money on that second place horse, I feel like my horse won.
Yeah, and we did hear right away when this story broke that the bets would stand and that the people that bet on that horse would keep their bets. You know, there were so many small-time bets that are made for the Kentucky Derby, people just for fun. I think you guys have talked about this. But, man, logistically, to take the money away from the people that already won it, the one thing they could do is they could agree to pay off the people that had bet on the second place horse. But then there's a trickle down effect to the horse. If you'd bet on the third place horse, that gets place money instead of show money, and then the fourth place horse, and then Quinellas and trifectas and superfectas. Man, there were so many different combinations that things are easier to do these days that it would just be logistically be very difficult to pay them all off. And like Ron had said earlier, you know, typically if there's a steward's inquiry and they go back and look at the video and they say that, you know, one horse committed a foul and they disqualify that horse, they don't pay off the tickets until that ruling is made. This is a completely different scenario. And I agree, you know, it's funny. My wife doesn't pay a whole lot of attention. I don't pay a whole lot of attention to horse racing. But, you know, when the big races come up, you know, you kind of watch. My wife can't stand Bob Baffert just because of the way he looks and wears his sunglasses, and she just doesn't like him.
I'm with her. And let me ask you this too. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's funny, you know, and Colin Dunlap pointed out a few days ago that, you know, anybody that wears sunglasses all the time, I mean, you talk about kind of a pun intended here, a shady character. You can't really trust those guys, right? And he certainly appears to be. And that story that they made up about the groom peeing in the stall, come on. Let's be real here.
I asked Ron and Bob Pompiani this the other day, and for all I know, may have asked you this. And if so, I apologize. The most famous horse in history, if I gave you four, Mr. Ed, Seabiscuit, Secretariat, and Black Beauty. Who's the most famous horse, real or fictional, in history?
Wow. I was going to say Joe Kopp, but Joe, that's a good one. To introduce fictional characters.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second, Jim. Horse, as he would in this situation, is interjected with Silver, right? Who was Silver?
That's a good
again?
One.
Who was the guy?
Who's the Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger.
Ohio Silver.
Right. Yeah. Hi-ho Silver. Okay, throw him in there. Now we got five.
See, initially I was gonna say either Seabiscuit or Secretariat, but then when you inject Mr. Ed into the conversation, and then Black Beauty actually predated Mr. Ed. I don't know. You may have to give Mr. Ed the nod, right? I mean, just
Pompiani
based on
he said Mr. Ed
sitcom,
too, yeah. Didn't he?
I mean, Mr. Ed was he was
Mr.
big.
Mr. Ed, the horse, you of course, amazing Mr. Ed.
Yes.
Right. And the most recent of all those horses that you mentioned is Secretariat. And then beyond that, you know, there was the affirmed Alidar thing that went on for all three Triple Crown races. And if it wasn't for affirmed, Alidar would be considered one of the great thoroughbreds of all time because they had the close races in all of them, I think. I know the first two were really close. And Seattle Slough won a Triple Crown in 77. Pleasant Colony, 40 years ago, and I've told this story before, won the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness, and then on June 6th of 1981, I don't know, some 5 hours after our marriage became official, he lost in the Belmont, which was disappointing on our anniversary to have Colony lose, but, you know, this Colony won, haha, right?
Jim, your initial reaction to Penguins Islanders?
Well, when I say this, it's going to be a be careful what you wish for kind of scenario. There's no easy path here, but out of the three teams that they could have played, I think, well, we definitely knew we didn't want it to be the Bruins. If you're a Penguins fan, you didn't want no part of the Bruins. You know, you hope that the Capitals can kind of do the Penguins work for them, but the Penguins have to take care of the Islanders. And we saw what happened 2 years ago, but I mean, how many Penguins are still left from that team from 2 years ago? There's been a significant turnover on the roster, and I'm looking at the tweets today from the folks that are at practice. Jeff's one of them, that they've got full squad ready. Everybody's there. Tanev's on the Bluger with Aston Reese. Mathis is back wearing a full face shield, and then Freddie Gaudreau is still there with Carter and McCann. They've got their top 18 players right now ready to go. And yet there's just something about the Islanders, and forget about the stuff that happened, you know, 35, 40 years ago. And we were, I think all three of us were probably at the, you know, the Kevin Stevens game. And then 4 years ago, that has more pertinence. And yet And yet who, like I said, there are like a half dozen Penguins or maybe eight at the most that played in that game, in that series. And it's a different cast of characters, and it's different for the Islanders too.
Funny you should mention that, Horst. You know, funny you should mention it, because I, as you were talking, I pulled up the box score from Game 4 against the Islanders. Here was the Penguins lineup. Zach Aston Reese played in that game. Nick Bjugstad played in that game. Sid, Matt Cullen. I completely forgot that he was still around.
Wow.
Jake Guentzel.
Yeah.
Horny, of course, was in that game. Phil Kessel, minus one with one shot. Gino, Jared McCann, Brian Rust, Dominic Simone was in that game. And so was somebody named Wilson. Garrett Wilson was in the game. So I would say, yes, wow, they are significantly upgraded up front. And then on the back line, listen to this.
Dumoulin and Letang. They were the only ones.
All right. They dressed seven defensemen for this game, by the way. Ron, it was Dumoulin and Letang. I'll let you and Horst try and guess the rest of their defensemen for that game last night. We'll go one at a time. Dumoulin and Letang, who else dressed? Ron, you go first.
I have no idea the way you presented that.
Horst, you got a guess?
I have no idea.
Well, Justin Schultz, Jack Johnson.
Was Jack Johnson on that game?
Yes, he was. He famously got scratched for the opener after playing all 82 games.
That's right. Justin Schultz, good guesses there.
Wonderful guess, Horst. Who did you guess? Yeah, Jack Johnson and Schultz. So that leaves us still with two more.
That might be all I got. Was Ruhwedel a seventh defenseman?
No. The teachers Pettersson played in that game. And that leaves one more. We have Dumoulin.
Okay. I didn't realize he was here yet.
I didn't either. It's only, 3 years ago?
No, I'm sorry. There were only six. Defensemen. And that leaves one more guy from that game. One more guy. The prize, I'll take one of you guys out to dinner if you get this last guy. Eric Gudbranson.
I can't hazard a guess.
Eric Gudbranson.
Oh, goodness.
Gutty.
Gutty, they called him. Yeah.
He was a big dude.
Boy, does that really...
Very well-spoken guy. He was a great quote.
Nice man. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was a good guy to talk to. And then the Islanders, you know, I mean, Andrus Lee's not there because he's hurt. And then I don't know. You know, I just want to mention something. You talked about the Jack Eichel stuff. That there's another interesting thing that's happened here. And he scored two goals last night, and the play that he made in overtime was fairly spectacular. And that's Taylor Hall, who is completely useless as a member of the Buffalo Sabres, as a former MVP, and then all of a sudden he gets traded to the Bruins. And, you know, he's interested again. I don't know. That, to me, that doesn't speak very well for him. But, you know, he's doing for Boston what Jeff Carter is doing for the Penguins by adding scoring depth. And although the Bruins don't have three lines that, you know, three really top scoring lines, they've got two. But if you put him with Krejci, all of a sudden, it gives them a little bit of depth behind their obvious number one line.
Well, we had Jay Caulfield, before the trades were made. He's basically said he wouldn't want Taylor Hall on his team.
No, but Ron, now he looks like you would want him the way that he's playing for them. And I don't know. It's a little disappointing to, you know, that a guy is. But as Joe mentioned, what is that? Does that speak for that for the Buffalo organization? And I do remember, I mean, I know you guys do remember too, 10 years ago when there was a certain pretty good hockey player in this town that wasn't real happy with the medical care that he was getting. You know, remember Sid wasn't real happy with what was going on, but he didn't say anything like what Eichel did, because Sid wouldn't do something like that.
Thank you, Horst. And I'll just point out that Taylor Hall in 16 games with the Bruins has 8 goals, 14 points, and he's a plus 15. A guy who's minus 48 in his career is plus 15 in Boston. Sometimes it's the team you play for. We have to go, Horst. Thank you.
Okay. We'll see you guys. Bye.
We're overtime. Goodbye. That was wonderful, Ron. How about that? Plus 15, this guy in Boston, in 16 games.
Yeah, he's been one of the reasons why they're a team to beat coming out of the East.
All right. Coming up, Ron. doesn't know it yet, but he has agreed to a trip around the football world with me. We touched on a couple things, Tim Tebow, but there's way more going on in the NFL, as there always is.
I thought
is.
You were
going
to say we might have had a Cook surprise come. We haven't had a Cook surprise in, like, forever.
Horse, we've been remiss.
You need to have a cookie surprise.
How about by the end of this week? Can we manage that between the both of us, a cookie surprise? I think we can. He's shaking his head to the affirmative.
Might be Medina Spirit.
Yeah, this Aaron Rodgers thing is blowing up in a big way, where there's rumor. Well, I'll tell you what the rumors are next. It's incredible. It's Cook and Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.